السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ، اہلا وسہلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with the afiyat and good health. May Allah Ta'ala bless all of us with a wonderful Ramadan, that we become closer to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala increase the doors and doors of sustenance and rosy for us and ita'at in this beautiful month of Ramadan. Of this off the platform, it's yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 25th of Sha'ban, 1446 in Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, Palestine, South Africa, and more than 90% of the cities and countries of the world. And with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 43, Surah Zukhruf, the genuine gold, and verses 56. Verses 57 to 60 is our lesson today. Verses 57 to 60 is our lesson today. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is speaking about Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace be upon him. His name, Nami Ismigrami, honorable name, is mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran. Isa means to be fair in complexion. And his honorable mother Maryam, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, Mary, Al-Batul Al-Azra, Batul, the one who moved away from a toxic society, and Azra, so she is a virgin. And remember, her name, Nami Ismigrami, honorable name, is mentioned 34 times in the noble Quran. The only lady whose name is mentioned explicitly in the noble Quran. So what is the meaning of her name, Maryam, 34 times in the noble Quran? And it means that Abidah, the worshipper of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 19, comprising 98 verses, remember, is dedicated to this great, majestic lady, eminent lady, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu ta'ala anha. وَلَمَّا دُرِبَ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ مَثَلًا. And when Almighty Allah Jalla Wala set forth the example of the son of Mary, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, Masala, as a parable, example, as a nishani, as a sign and symbol, all these meanings had come. إِذَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْهُ يَصِدُّونَ. Suddenly your people, the Quraysh, that is the mushrikeen, idol worshippers, regarding him, Jesus, يَصِدُّونَ, they started shouting, screaming out of happiness and joy. They said that, see, that they, the mushrikeen, idol worshippers, are worshipping idols, and the Christians, majority of them, are worshipping Jesus. So they are worshippers of a creation, and we are worshippers of a creation, and therefore they felt that they are justified. And they said mockingly to the Muslims, if you say that we and the things that we are worshipping, these idols, are going to Jahannam, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 66, verse 6, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo, 89 different places, save yourself, your children, progeny from the fire. The fuel of the fire will be the people and the hijara, the stones that they use to form and establish their idols. So they said, if we and the idols are going to Jahannam, Allah forbid, they applied the law of analogy and said that it means that the Christians and Jesus, Allah forbid, will go to Jahannam. So Almighty Allah states, no. Innakum wa ma ta'buduna min dunillahi hasabu Jahannam. You and what you worship in animate objects, so that will land up in Jahannam and be the fuel of fire. So therefore, now they have to shut their mouths again. So we need to understand the glory, beauty, style and diction of the noble Quran. وَقَالُوا, and then they said, أَآلِيَتُنَا خَيْرٌ أَمْهُ, this mushrikeen said, are our demigods, semigods, deities, خَيْرٌ better, أَمْهُ, or he, Jesus, peace be upon him, Nabi Isa alayhi salam. So Almighty Allah states, مَا ضَرَبُوهُ لَكَ إِلَّا جَدَلَا, so they would not set forth for him examples for you and accept to argue, debate and dispute with you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bal hum khasimun, nay, they are a people who love arguing, debating without proof and evidence like today. You see the Muslim, non-Muslim, 90%, 80% of them do not know their scriptures, do not know their divine books, but they want to discuss religion. They want to start issuing fatawa and verdicts and so forth. In huwa illa abdun, he, Jesus, is one of our mighty made slaves and servants. And amna alayhi, we conferred the bounties upon him. Almighty Allah made him such that he was born without the intervention of a father. So that are the signs of Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla Wala made him a Nabi at a very, very young age. And from the time he was born, he could speak sense, not nonsense like me and you when we are born. So Almighty Allah blessed him with the Injil, the Gospel and the Bible. So many miracles, so many signs, all that. And now we are the ones stamping his authority, majesty, sovereignty, using the royal pronoun. We conferred the bounties upon him. وَجَعَلْنَاهُ masala, and we made him masala. Yeah, masala means ayatan. We made him a sign and a symbol, Libani Israel. How Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam had no father, Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, Adam peace be upon him, had no mother and father. Therefore, Almighty Allah says, Inna masala Isa, Inna Allahi kamathali Adam. The similitude of Jesus is very similar to that of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Both of them did not have a father. Nabi Adam alayhi salam did not have a mother. And remember, both of them, Adam and Jesus, Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Nabi Isa alayhi salam, they are Nami Nami Ismigrami, honorable name is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. وَجَعَلْنَاهُ مَثَلًا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, and we made him Jesus the sign and the nishani and symbol for the children of Israel, the progeny of Israel. Israel means Abdullah, the slave of Allah. And remember, it is the kunya, the title of him, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam, his children, grandchildren and progeny from Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam, then Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, and it carried on. So you, the mushrikeen, you are very happy, but Almighty Allah is going to punish you and dispatch you to hell forever once you are sane and mature and you continuously worship these idols, the deities, demigods, semigods. And then if Almighty Allah wanted, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ, and if hypothetically, law comes for hypothetically argument's sake, نَشَاءُ, if we decreed hypothetically, لَجَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ, then we would have made you, meaning after you perish and you are dispatched to the hellfire, then we should have made from you malaika, that your successors would not be human beings, but it would be angels, malaikatan fil ardi yakhlufun, that will be your successors. That is qudrat ilahi, the power of Almighty Allah, but sunnatullah, system of Almighty Allah, jalla wala, is such that Almighty Allah, jalla wala, let the human race continue. So may Almighty Allah envelope us in His special mercy, and may make our khatima and ending on iman, and the best day of our life, the day we meet our beloved Creator. Ameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 25th of Sha'ban, 1446, and we have few days left for Ramadan Mubarak. Allah Jalla Wala bless us all. Allah Mubarak Lana Fi Sha'ban Wa Balighna Ramadan. We present to you the news views locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. So Trump and the American envoy is coming to the Middle East. Middle East means he will meet with Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, and he will meet with some of the Arab leaders. He will not meet the Palestinians. So this is the message he comes with. Listen to the arrogance and ignorance. So the US envoy says, Hamas must leave Gaza. Who the hell you think you are? You can dictate. You bring your army there and see what we do with them. We already sent 11,000 Jutlas Jews straight to hell, alhamdulillah, and we're very proud about that. We sent 71,000 of your people to hospital clinic, and some of them are totally disabled. For us, there is no such thing as surrender. لَن نَسْتَسْلِمْ لِأَحَدٍ لَن نَسْتَسْلِمْ أَبَدًا. We will never ever surrender. Imma al-zafar wa imma shahada. Either we go for victory or either we go for martyrdom. The Umayyad Masjid there, the grand masjid in Damascus. MashaAllah, we read salat there many a time. Now they are refurbishing it, renovating it. Before Friday, it will be ready, inshallah, in time for Ramadan Mubarak 1446. So remember the Israeli newspaper Haaretz carried a wonderful article. You know that he, Benjamin Netanyahu, the war criminal, and his wife Sarah, also another corrupted lady, they have a son, and the son's name is Yair. You see, Y-A-I-R, Yair. So this Yair, remember, he's hiding there in Miami, in America, and the Israeli taxpayers and Jutlas are paying for him. So you know why his father left him there? Because he assaulted Bibi. He gave his father one right hook and one left jab, and he donored his father and gave him a good hiding. You see that? He said, you get out from here and you stay in America. So that are Jutlas. Swadaqallahu al-Azim. Whatever Almighty Allah teaches us is always the truth. Ba'asuhum bainahum shadeed. Remember, the war among themselves is very, very severe. Tahsabuhum jami'an wa qulubuhum shatta. You think that they are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. Zalika bi'annahum qawmun la yaqilun. They are a people who got no brains. People might think they're intelligent. Allah said they're like donkeys. Allah made them into swines and pigs, and Allah made them into monkeys. Where Allah says they are like donkeys, they are rulers and they are rabbis. So chapter 62 verse 5, and made them into swines and pigs and monkeys. So that is in chapter 5 verse number 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. And the one I quoted in the beginning, where they are fighting all the time, chapter 59 verse number 14. So we need to read more Quran and understand it. The Jutlas have burned property of the Palestinians in East Jerusalem, and they know they will get away with impunity. The Jutlas, the Jews, are the cursed nation, the scum of the earth, murderers of prophets and messengers. 20,000 children they killed now in Palestine in the past 16, 17 months. 40,000 Palestinians evacuated from the West Bank. The tanks are rolling in. Hamas has condemned them. The people of justice have condemned them. And with Trump at the helm Palm Day in America. They want to annex the West Bank, and this is the starting. But the more they try, the more Allah humiliates and disgraces them. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ. The way the Western media, Zionist media, portrays it, they say the Palestinians left the West Bank. Nobody leaves. You evacuated them, you brought the guns and the grenades, you brought your tanks and you brought your haramis. One settler, one bullet, everyone is a legitimate target. Hamas shut down talks with Israel and says our 620 people must be released, as is the agreement. This is an open and a defiant violation. Israel says Hamas is violating. They don't allow proper aid to come in. The trucks can't come in with the bulldozers. The trucks can't come in with the mobile homes and medication. The trucks can't come in with the basic needs and necessities, your haramis. You deserve what you got. Remember me, I don't have any sympathy, empathy for the jutlas and haramis. Israeli doctors are told that they must condemn the punishment and the treatment that their army is meting out to the Palestinians, torturing them and persecuting them right inside their prisons. The Syrian army is told by Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, you are not allowed to go further than the south of Damascus. Imagine it's your country and a foreign army, foreign force tells you, you're not allowed to go here, go there. So the Syrians must wake up and they must take them on. Jihad is the only way. They have to fight the jutlas and teach them a lesson, just like Hamas and Jihad Islami did. Ukraine says they will not pay back $1 to US. The billions you spend there gone down the drain. Zelensky says he is prepared to resign as president, provided that Ukraine becomes a member of, you understand, NATO. Obviously, that's not going to happen. Trump putting away, and he says that he, Justin Trudeau of Canada, is a loser. So what are you, Trump? You're making yourself a fool locally, internationally. Look at what Trump did. I tell you, his hatred for non-whites. So Trump fires one of the most senior generals, Charles Brown, because he's black. How's that? His name is Charles Brown, but he is black. And he's one of the most senior generals. And he was part of that group who said, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. Trump says, you fired. I am the president. That is how Trump is. He causes harm to the blacks. He causes harm to the Asians. He causes harm to South Africa. He causes harm, you must remember, to Europe. He's a narcissist and egoist and the worst president in the history of America. And he's the biggest loser. Trump says he's confident of Russia-Ukraine peace deal. So whatever Russia occupies is 3 years now exactly to the day when he, Putin, invaded Ukraine. So it was on the 24th of February. So 2022, so 23, 24, 25. So now 3 years it is exactly. So he'll say, you just keep the land, and you, Ukraine, you shut up. So that's how he brings peace and so forth. It seems there's no hope for the Pope. Every day his condition is worsening, and now they have to do blood transfusion. Many, many other things they have to do for him, and the Catholics are praying, but I don't think it's going to help. Maybe in this week, before Ramadan, you will hear Pope Francis of Argentina is history, and then they will have to wait for the white smoke and the black smoke. Which one will come out? You see that? White smoke comes, white pope, and black smoke comes out, black pope. How's that now? So you must just go read about that. It's a crazy situation. Kissing Hamas, you see that? That is what made the world, the Americans and the Zionists and the Jutlas mad. You must remember that when they released the six Palestinians, when Palestinians released the six Jutlas, so that one Jutla, one hostage, went to the Palestinians and Hamas and kissed them on their forehead, saluted them and said, we feel safe here by you and not with our own army. They are murderers. They kill our own people. Who killed the Bibas babies and children? Remember that. Therefore, the Bibas family said, Times of Israel says that no minister is allowed in this funeral year. You all are the haramis. There you have it from the horse's mouth. India finds BBC. Very good. So that is how you must teach these Westerners and whiteys a lesson. They violated some laws, and so India say, you better pay up, otherwise we kick you out. So that's why they fear India. You see that? German elections, the far right did very well, but they will not be forming the government. The government will be formed by the other parties or coalition, and Scholz is out, his history. He must carry on with the geography and so forth. Hassan Nasrullah's funeral took place yesterday, and they, Israeli planes and jets flying over, and cats, their leader, minister, says that if you fight Israel, then we will win and you will lose. But how you lost against Hamas? How you lost against Hezbollah? You haramis, you're a cursed nation. Listen to what they say in the times of Israel. It is just and merciful to remove the Palestinians from Gaza. Can you believe that? They expect 2 million people just to walk away. Never will it happen, inshallah. We want the Jutlas to be kicked out and expelled. That is justice, because you are the squatters, you are the invaders, you are the occupiers, and you are the murderers. You are an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. The only language you understand is one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Let's come to South Africa, the most important city in South Africa, Johannesburg. And I can tell you, I was there Saturday. This whole Johannesburg is collapsing. The infrastructure is collapsing. Electricity problems, water problem, road problem. Everywhere there's problems in Johannesburg. A shame on you, ANC, for destroying South Africa and destroying, remember, Johannesburg. Load shedding, we reached, there was, remember, stage 6 in the past few days, and now we had load at the stage 4, and here by us, they say 6 o'clock to 8:30 will be load shedding again. Remember, the G20 conference is taking place, and now they're seeing all this. But you know, South Africa, how we are, a real banana republic and heading to becoming a failed state. The G20 is working well, according to the participants there in Johannesburg, Gallagher Estate, and wherever else they are. Although they were snubbed by the US, Rubio did not come. We told him, go to hell. We don't bend down for you. We will continue taking Israel to the highest court in the world, whether you like it or not. That we say well done to the ANC. Today's program, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, we will discuss regarding the moon issue and so forth. Because Friday we have to scan the sky everywhere in the world where it is the 21st today. And then if the crescent and moon is sighted, then Friday night first Taraweeh. And that will usher in the month of Ramadan. If it is not sighted, then Saturday will be 30th Shaban. And Saturday night will be the first of Ramadan. And Sunday will be the first fast. Allah Jalla Wala knows best. 1 to 2 tafsir of the Noble Quran. And 2 to 2:30, the report back of our trip. Wonderful trip, mashallah, subhanallah, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah. To Akhis, where Butigani and his team are, and Witbank, where brother Abdul Sattar Oka and his beloved son Hafiz Muhammad Ali Gora and them are. We will speak about that. Wonderful, Allah Kabul, Allah accept. Then 8 to 10 tonight, the Q&A live, inshallah, on Radio Lansar International, Sirius FM, Merkaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, between 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. Inshallah, Maa Salim Kareem will start giving you the breakdown of our Ramadan program every day. When is the kiddies program? When are the competition for the children? And my program and the other ulama's programs. Inshallah, Aziz. Maulana, we have 15, 17 minutes left. So let us fire up, inshallah, with the Q&A. Barakallahu feekum.
Mufti Sahib, it's urgent. Can we bury the leg which was cut off in the graveyard and in the grave of his mother? Or should it be buried on the site of the graveyard.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let us just rephrase that question. There was a person, Allah Ta'ala knows best, maybe he was suffering from, you know, sugar and so forth. Hence, they amputated his leg. So now, where must they bury it? So fine, bury it in his mother's grave. So no problem with that. Totally permissible. So that would be my advice. Just put it in a plastic or in a cloth and so forth and bury it. And you, my brother, adopt the quality of Ridha bil Qadha, that this is the decree of all Mighty Allah Jalla Wala, and make sabr, and inshallah Allah will reward you. Exercise patience, read Surah Fatiha, read more Quran Sharif, and sometimes Allah lets things happen. We might dislike it, but it turns out to be much, much greatness and goodness for us in the long term. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. You dislike some things, you know, at some times, but it is better for you in the long term. Allah Jalla Wala grant you complete shifa and complete cure.
Mufti Sahib, when doing tawaf, passing the hatim, can you read the kalima till the station of Hadrat Ismail alayhi salam?
You must remember that when you are passing the hatim, so that is a semicircle there. So when you start your tawaf, first praise Almighty Allah. Thereafter read Salawat Durood Sharif. And thereafter, remember, you don't go inside the hatim, you go behind it. And then you start reading your Rabbanas, and that Rabbana Zalamna Anfusana. You can read the third kalima, second kalima, fourth kalima, all that. And then when you come there towards, you must remember the Rukne Yamani, the hadith is mentioned in Ibn Majah. Read this powerful dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. Oh, beloved Allah, I ask of thee, Ya Allah, that for afiyah, safety, comfort, goodness, regarding my matters in this world and regarding my affairs in the year after. 70 malaika, angels, farishtas, they say ameen, ameen. And thereafter, from Rukne Yamani to Hajar Aswad, you keep on reading Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. So what you are suggesting, totally permissible, no problem. But what I gave you is much more easier, and you will be easy for you to remember as well.
Mufti Sahib, is there a hadith or a lecture about men reading salah at home?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala condemns that in the noble Quran. If a male is sane and mature and is not old, is not sickly, he doesn't have any valid excuse, and he reads Salat at home, although he's reading Salat, but where is he performing his prayer, his namaz at home? So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala condemns such people. Bab Dada, the father, the mother, the grandparents, they were such pious people. They used to wake up for tahajjud 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 3:30, depending on the season. And then what happened? They left unworthy successors. فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ. And what they left behind? خَلْفٌ. خَلْفٌ means unworthy successors. And if you say خَلَفٌ, then it means worthy successors. So here all Mighty Allah teaches us. أَضَاءُ salat. أَضَاءُ salat. They waste their salat. What is the meaning? They waste their salat. They read salat at home, and they just make jamaat there, or they read individually there, the men. وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ. They follow their whims and fancies. They don't enter Islam properly. They want Islam to enter according to their whims, fancies, and base desires. فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. Those are the people, they will be dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, unless they change their ways, address and redress the issue. Chapter 19, Surah Maryam, and verse 59. For the men to read Salat at home, and they are not old, they are not sickly, they don't have a valid excuse, that are the sign of munafiqeen and hypocrites. Allah Ta'ala protect us all. Therefore, the men, you should be reading salat 5 times a day in the masjid, and you, the women, you should be reading your salat at home and on time. Not you busy with your samosas and bhajjas and spring roll, and then 5, 10, 15 minutes before sunset, you reading your asr salat. That Nabi alayhi salam said, Tilka salatul munafiq, go open Mishkat Sharif, go open Musnad Ahmad, so you will find all this type of ahadith there. And the Quranic verse I gave you, chapter 19, verse number 59.
Kitab is a woman's voice parda in front of non-mahrams.
Remember Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, rahimahullah, who was one of the greatest ulama, muftis and jurors in the whole Indo-Pak, the subcontinent, in his Ma'ariful Quran, in his Ahkamul Quran, which is in Arabic, he wrote, Sautul Mar'a Laysa Bi Aura. So you can't say a woman's voice is aura. Then how was Siddiqa, our honorable mother, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, teaching the men behind the parda? And how were they teaching? Remember, Khatib Baghdadi studied Bukhari Sharif by Ustada Sheikha Karima. So hundreds of examples you will get like that. Yes, what Islam condemns is that you must remember a lady speaking seductively, laughing and joking and so forth in front of the men who are strangers, coming on the radio, coming on the TV. All that is condemned in Islam. So that definitely is not permissible. If you want to know more about that, go to chapter 33 and verse number 32, and there all Almighty Allah speaks about this issue. فَلَا تَخْضَعْنَا بِالْقَوْلِ فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٌ وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. The beginning of the 22nd Supara, 22nd Juz, chapter 33 and verse 32.
Mufti Sahib, I have received some interest in my saving accounts. Can I EFT the interest, or do I have to physically withdraw it and give it away?
If I give you 100 rand and I tell you, go buy some bread, some milk, some food, what have you, and now you put that money I gave you in the right hand and in the right pocket, and then you took out the money from your left pocket and you paid for it. So what will happen? It's permissible. So remember, similarly, yeah, if you receive 1,000 rand, 500 rand, whatever, that in your account and so forth, it doesn't mean that from that same account you must take out some money and so forth. Nay, you got 100 rand, 1,000 rand, so then you just make EFT and whatever you. So with the other money that belongs to you, so that's totally permissible. Remember, regarding interest, it is in your possession but not in your ownership. Hence is wajibut tasadduq. You have to get rid of it immediately. To get involved in transactions that are interest related, riba related, sud and viaj, that is now totally, absolutely haram. Chapter 2, verse 279. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. If you don't abstain from this giving, taking, witnessing, this riba, interest-related transactions, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, then be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 279. You will not find such a wa'idun shadid, such a severe warning for any crime except interest. It's a crime against humanity as far as Islam is concerned.
Kitab, if my baby vomits on me, is it permissible for me to read salah those clothes?
Definitely not permissible. If your baby vomits on you, on your clothing, on your body, وَثِيَابَكَ فَطَهِّرْ, Quran says, your clothing must be 100% pure and clean when you're going to perform salat. Quran Kareem teaches us, Ya Bani Adama Khudu Zinatakum inda kulli masjid. When you're going to perform salat, you must take your zina, your beauty, your respectable clothes. Now imagine you're reading star salat and you know vomit, how it smells, terrible odor, and you're going to read like that. Definitely not permissible, unacceptable.
Okay, sir, how many days is the iddat for a widow, and does one work with the Islamic calendar?
Whether you work with Islamic calendar or Gregorian calendar, English calendar, call it whatever you want to, the end result will be the same. From time of death of your husband, you count 130 days, 130 days. This is enshrined and mentioned in the Noble Quran, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 234, 234. And if you, the lady, you are pregnant, then when you give birth after 1 week, 1 month, or 6-8 months, so then your iddat will end, your waiting period. And that is also enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 65, Surah Talaq, verse number 4. And where you will find wa ulatul ahmali ajaluhunna ayyadana hamlahun. So that side is arba'at ashurin wa ashra, 130 days, and this side there is delivery of the baby, the day you give birth, then your iddat has expired. So remember these basic issues.
Mufti Sahab, does eating camel meat break your wudu according to all four mazhabs?
Remember that the only school that says man akala juzur fa al-fal yatawadda. If you eat camel meat and so forth, then you must make wudu. It's only the verdict of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. I told you before also, there are wonderful books regarding the Shafi'i school, Al-Masailu Lati Infarada Biha Shafi'i Duna Ikhwatihi, where Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal are one side, and Imam Shafi'i Rahimullah is one side. Allama Ibn Kathir wrote this book. Allama Ibn Kathir's book is Al-Masailu Lati Infarada Biha Shafi'i, where Imam Shafi'i is alone and against the three schools. Similarly, the Hanbali, there's a wonderful book, Al-Fathur Rabbani, Alam Mufradati Ahmad bin Hanbal Shaybani. I have these books with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Hada min fadli Rabbi, Hada rahmatu min Rabbi. So there you will find it. Hanafis, Malikis, Shafi'is say, you eat camel meat and so forth, your wudu is totally valid. And remember, the ahadith are mansukh, are abrogated, or it is for sabilil istihbab. It is better to make wudu, but not compulsory to make wudu. And why? It's something halal, you are eating something good, not haram, but the animal has got lot of pride, the camel. So therefore, to eliminate that pride, we say it's better you make wudu. But Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal only exclusively says, no, it is compulsory upon you to make the wudu.
Mufti Sahab, can a father give a business to the daughter as she only works in the business and the son's got other jobs?
Here there are three different issues. You have a business, you have a shop. Now your daughter is working with you in the shop. So is it permissible for your daughter to be working with you in the shop? She will have to interact with Muslim, non-Muslim, men, women, all that, definitely not permissible. The place of a lady is at home. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ Chapter 33, verse 33. And remember when they had the plandemic, the scamdemic, the covert, how the people used to work at home, running their empires and so forth. Where there's a world, there's a way. So remember that you must work from home. Tell your father all the paperwork, all the secretarial work, all that, whatever you will do. But physically for you to be in the shop and business, that is definitely not permissible. So that's one issue. Second issue is this. The father has 2-3 sons and he has one daughter, for example. So in a case like that, you want to give out and distribute your assets during your lifetime. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Wattaqullah wa'adilu bayna awladikum. Fear Almighty Allah jalla wa'ala, exercise justice amongst your children. And that is authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. So you give your sons, 2-3 of them, your daughter or daughters equally. So 2-1 will become effective after your death. During lifetime, a taswiyah. Bain al-zukuri wal-unsa, between boys and girls, male and female, they will be equal. Yes, if the sons are well-to-do and the daughter is not so well-to-do, she's married but the husband is like a Maulana, for example, and he doesn't earn so much, so now you, the father, you gave her extra. You must remember that a shop, a property, jewelry, cash, car, whatever, and things that are halal. So remember, not based on favoritism, but based based on need and necessity, so that would be permissible. However, you have to transfer it and give it to her or him, and no conditions must be attached. You can't give a block of flats and you say that the rental will come to me whilst I'm alive, so that is not permissible. You give them the ownership and unconditionally, and then it will be permissible. So that is what Islam is teaching us.
Mufti Sahab, our worker is from a foreign country and wants to go home to get proper documentation. Can we use zakat money to assist in travel arrangements and documents?
Yes, if the person is Muslim and you know that he doesn't earn much and he doesn't have assets and so forth, now he has to go to Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe, wherever, to sort out his documents and so forth, give him zakat money, no problem, totally permissible. Alhamdulillah, Almighty Allah has mentioned in chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 60. So remember the 8 categories of the people entitled to receive zakat. So you should always refer to that and remember that the recipient must be a Muslim, a poor Muslim.
So we will take the last question. If I have a bath, so is my wudu done, or should I do wudu after the shower again?
My brother, when you buy the cow, then the milk comes free of charge. So when you take a bath, a shower, a ghusl, then the wudu is done automatically. You don't have to go and make wudu after your ghusl. You're just wasting water. There's a hadith, although it's weak, but it's acceptable. Man tawadda'a ba'da al-ghusli falaysa minna. Whosoever goes and take a bath, and after that now he goes and make wudu, he's nothing broke, he didn't have to go to the toilet, or no wind came out or anything. Now he goes and perform ablution, is not of us. Meaning, he's just wasting water, and that is not permissible. So we need to understand things properly. Don't forget, 8:30 to 9 today, we'll be discussing the moon and the moon samis, the mankakers, for the Friday evening, inshallah. JazakAllah khairan to you, Ma Salim Kareem and Junaid Mota. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.